Dreamscape presents Smooth Moves by Marie Hart, narrated by Emily Beresford. Chapter 1. Late June in Seattle sometimes delivered the heat. Cash Griffith looked up. Ugh, just his luck. Thick, dark gray clouds converged overhead, heavy with the promise of rain. He rubbed the back of his neck, his nerves stretched thin on this particular moving job. From hell. He forced himself back inside the large Miller house, now marked with a for sale sign out front. The place would no doubt sell for big money, a posh spread like this in Madison Park, just a few blocks from Lake Washington. Cash could maybe afford to rent a house a quarter of this size, and certainly not in this area. It gave him the jitters being around money and class, both of which he had in little abundance. And he was just fine with that. Getting back to work, he did his best to avoid the problem areas in the home, namely anyone connected to the name Miller.
"Yo, you ready?"
he asked Hector, who stood at the other end of a heavy-ass curio cabinet that had to have cost a fortune. They carefully walked it out of the dining room and through the kitchen to the mudroom, and then maneuvered it down the ramp they'd placed over the steps leading into the attached garage. They'd have to find a spot in there to regroup, where they could wrap the curio in blankets. Then they'd only have to take a few steps outside, leading up the ramp into the moving truck, which they'd backed in the Miller's long, wide driveway. At least this way they didn't have far to go in loading. The only plus Cash had seen thus far on the job. Screams and laughter came from somewhere behind him, making him think of the telltale theme from Jaws as it grew nearer, signaling the return of a monster.
"Hurry up," Hector warned as they paused inside the garage. "I think the kids are coming back."
"Put it here."
Heidi waved them over before walking back outside to catalog the boxes and other items already on the lawn. They moved the curio to where Heidi had indicated and set it down gently. Hector bent over, panting.
"Jesus, is this thing made of iron or wood?"
Considering Hector had considerable strength, on par with Cash's even, the mass of the cabinet was truly astounding. Cash grunted and flexed his hands.
"More like gold, considering what Judy Miller said it would cost to replace."
And she hadn't been the least bit subtle about how important her dead mother's things were to her. Cash wished he could relate, but the only things his recently deceased mother had left him were nightmares and a house that caused tension between him and his brother. A shrieking demon raced into the garage, circled around.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?